Well, folks, as we finish out the show, we have Candace Waters here. Candace.
Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just informing Candace friends that at the end of this week, I'm going on a cruise. So I'm just being honest. So by the time you hear this question,
so
I may have returned from
point,
my cruise,
right?
But that's why I'm so chipper. Yes, I'm excited. This question, however, does not necessarily have to do with cruising. But if you want to weave it in, feel free, Candace. I'm just saying.
If okay.
You... okay. All right. This listener wants to know, she says, how do I show more grace and less criticism to the guy I'm dating? I read Candace Waters' response to the question, how can I show respect to my boyfriend, which we'll have linked on the blog. It really spoke to a core issue that I find myself struggling with, being critical and not responding to my boyfriend with grace. I've struggled with self-criticism for a while and know that God's working in me regarding this character issue. But I find that thoughts of my boyfriend are becoming more critical. I recognize that much of it's my own misplaced expectations of men and dating relationships. And what's more, my attraction to him, which was strong at first, is starting to diminish, even though he continues to demonstrate godly qualities and upright character. It's becoming harder to see and respect the good because of my critical eye. If the relationship does not move to marriage, I don't want it to be because of this issue. How do I turn this boat around?
Well, I think it helps to remember what God warned Eve of back when she took of the apple and disobeyed him. Part of the curse for her sin was that her desire would be for her husband, and we can tend to read that and think, well, maybe she would just be really sexually attracted to him, but that's not what the original language means. The phrasing means that her desire would be against him, to do him harm. And we women have to really fight against the sin of having a critical spirit when we're married. It is so easy to pick apart our husbands, and I think she's getting a taste of this in dating, and especially as it moves seriously toward marriage, it's very tempting to be hypercritical and to see all of his flaws, to not see any of his good. So she's not cultivating respect for him or gratitude for him, and she's not realistically considering herself. And so I think it's always right to go back to the gospel. The gospel is sufficient for everything that ails us. And so what does that look like? Well, for her, I think it would mean meditating on the reality that Christ went to the cross for her sin, that her sin was bad enough to hold him there to that torturous death. And God has forgiven her an infinite offense against him. If anyone deserves to be criticized, it's her. If anyone deserves to be critical, it's God against her. And so this is how you can cultivate an attitude of humility and an attitude of grace for other people when you realize how much you've been shown, how much grace God's given you, and how much you've been forgiven. And so I would just urge her to repent for her sin of pride, for thinking that she is somehow better than him, that she has the right to stand in criticism and judgment of him. Jesus warned us against this when he told us not to judge one another, and urged us to love one another and to bear one another's burdens and to believe the best and to have gratitude and thanksgiving for who God has made this man to be and who he's making him to be, to walk alongside him as a faithful sister in Christ, encouraging him. You know, I'm not saying he's perfect. None of us are, and we all need friends who will hold us accountable, but that's very different from having a critical spirit and always finding things to be annoyed by.
Mm-hmm.
And it stems from our pride, and I think the enemy loves to break up godly couples, and this is one of those sins that can just wreak havoc. And so you really have to be diligent to fight it and to ask the Lord to give her the ability to walk in a relationship that could be God-honoring. Marriage between a man and a woman who are in Christ requires that the wife respect and honor her husband and submit to his leadership, even as he leads her in a godly way that is loving and gentle. And for her to do that, she's just going to have to acknowledge that this is a sin problem that resides in her heart, and the only hope for that is the power of the cross.
Yeah, good point. I think the only thing I'll add is that I noticed that she references her own misplaced expectations, and I know we talk about mentors a lot here, but getting some people in her life that can truly give her a healthy and whole picture of what she should be expecting from a fellow sinner, herself being a sinner, might help her to shed some of those Hollywood ideals or whatever she thinks is due her in a relationship. So, but great insight there, Candace. Awesome.
Thanks.
Hey, everyone. That is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Do write to us at editor@boundless.org, and hopefully we'll answer your question in the future. You can also go back to the site and search our past questions and answers if, in fact, there might be one there that might help you or a friend. Make sure you hop over to the blog and comment on this week's show as well. And while you're doing that, we will plan to see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.